Hello, greetings, and happy new year. It's I, God of Knockers, and today we're going to talk about some things that we should be doing in 2022, but from the title of this video slash podcast, wherever you're viewing it, there's some things that we need to accept about Twitch for the year 2022. It's something that we need to deal with. It's something that we need to just come to terms with. So this is going to be about that. I've been holding on to this one for a little bit. I've been trying not to let it out because I've been trying to save it for January. And here it is. It's January. It's the 10th. It's a Monday. But we will deal. Okay? So here's some things we need to just accept in 2022. The first thing, and I can't stress this enough, you are not in competition with anybody but yourself. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's true. Okay? Let me explain why I say that. When I'm on Twitter, particularly streamer Twitter, I see a lot of Twitch streamers, small streamers like myself, sometimes big ones. I've seen tutorials on YouTube, and they all talk about being in competition. It's a competitive space, it's a competitive market, it's competitive, it's competitive, it's competitive. I can tell you right now, that is the most terrible mindset you can have when it comes to building your platform, when it comes to building your channel on Twitch, or any platform for that matter. You are not in competition with anyone but yourself. I'll explain why in a minute, but right now, I want to tell you why the idea of being in a competitive market, and I'm using air quotes when I say that, when it comes to being on Twitch, is a terrible take. The reason what makes it terrible is that there's more than just you on this platform. The idea, everyone likes to kick numbers around, and I like to throw numbers around about stuff. In this particular case, there are some numbers that they don't really throw around, that they're not really paying attention to. The one number that you need to pay attention to, around 5 million. Now, this isn't an exact number. I haven't checked in a while, but there's about 5 million user accounts on Twitch. From what I last checked, half of those is mainly streamers. 20,000 of those, Twitch partnered. Maybe a little over 100,000 of those, affiliate, like myself. You're in a very, very, very large ocean. So you're not competing like on a lake or in a small pond. You're in an ocean. There are millions of people here watching streamers and being streamers. You are trying to compete with millions of people. It's understandable if you were competing with like 10 people, 12, maybe a round robin of 16. You know, that makes sense. That's a small group of people. You all know who they are. And yeah, you're competing with them. I could see it. But this is millions. Millions, guys. Millions. Which of those millions are you in competition with? Can you write it down on a piece of paper? Can you jot it down somewhere? Can you do that? This is why people tend to get burned out from streaming on Twitch. It's not because you're focusing on the numbers. It's because you're completely oblivious to the fact, in a way, that you cannot compete with millions upon millions of people. Okay? The ones that got the partnership status are basically lucky. The ones that got affiliate status are the ones that put the grind, that put the nose to the grind and figured out, you know, just how to get their audience. That does not mean that you are in competition with them. Okay? When I'm streaming on Twitch and I see other streamers who are also streaming on Twitch, the first thing that doesn't go to my mind is, wow, I'm in competition with that person. I gotta be better than that person. I gotta beat that person. I gotta beat him at their own game. No. That's a terrible take on something. You can look at a streamer and see that they're doing something amazing. They're doing something that you may not be able to do yourself. Or maybe you do do it, but they do it better. The only thing that should inspire you to do is step up your game. Instead of saying, I'm in competition with you. That's a terrible take, because sooner or later you're going to come across another streamer who may or may not be better than the one that you're currently in quote-unquote competition with. And then you may come across another streamer who may just be even better than that one. And so on and so on and so forth. It's a never-ending cycle that has no exit strategy. And after a while, you're kind of, in a way, going to catch on to that. And you're going to be burnt instantly. You're just going to burn yourself out. Because everybody's competing for them numbers. How do you beat someone in a competition? You got to get higher numbers. And that's just a horrible take. It's absolutely horrible, because at the end of the day, the only person you're competing with is yourself. And we'll get to why that is. Streaming, or doing any kind of project, working in any kind of field, is very taxing on the mind. It can be very stressful because there's so many factors that you're looking at. There's so many things that you're paying attention to. There's a lot of effort that goes into a stream. For some people, it's effortless. For some people, we make it look effortless. But generally, after a while, we deal with a lot of bullshit. We deal with a lot of naysayers. We deal with a lot of people who just don't like what we do. And sometimes things can go wrong. Lots of things can go wrong. You might have a terrible day. Your mental health does take a toll after a while, and it can be overwhelming. It can get to you. And then there's some times where you just say to yourself, you're not worthy of this. Why are you doing this? People are doing it better than you, so why are you even bothering? It's this type of ideology that your mind can get into when you focus on being in a competitive market. That's like trying to be competitive on YouTube. That's a terrible take as well. There's billions of videos, billions of years worth of videos on there, being made by millions upon millions of people on that platform. There's over a billion people on Facebook right now. Are you trying to have the best page ever on there? There's billions of people on Twitter, social media, streaming platforms. They're in the millions, not the tens of thousands, not the hundreds, not the round robin of 16. Millions and billions. To generate the ideology that you are in competition with some, most, or all of them is a terrible take, and it can and will burn you out in the long run. That's why that idea is, it's not good. It is not good. The only person that you are in competition with is yourself. And the person that you're in competition with is the person that says, you can't do this. You're not good at this. You will never be better at this. You don't know how to improve. You will never improve. It can't be done. That's the person you're in competition with. Because if this is something that you truly enjoy, which for many of us it is, myself included, you have a passion for it. You suffer for it. You struggle. There's going to be times where it's like, ugh. And there's going to be times where it's like, I want this so bad. I want to do this. I have the urge. The fire is in me. I got to do it. It'll drive me nuts if I don't. You know, that's the way that is when it comes to passion. Which brings up something about the hustle in this sense. There's nothing wrong with putting on the hustle. There's nothing wrong with laying down the boogie. But you got to hustle for the things that are important. All right? If you're just hustling just the hustle, then you ain't going to get far. Because you're just throwing yourself in multiple places, in multiple avenues. There's no plan. There's nothing. And you're just going to burn yourself out. You know? You have to hustle for the things that are actually worthwhile, the things that are important to you. Because when you do that, you acquire the things that you need, and that in turn improves yourself. And that in turn improves whatever content it is you're making. This is something that I learned a very long time ago. Right now, of all the things that I am doing, I am improving upon myself. I'm acquiring skills, I'm acquiring knowledge. I'm becoming a better version of myself as a streamer and a better version of myself as a person. I'm learning how to deal with stress and frustrations. I'm learning how to remain calm in situations. I'm learning about things that I never thought I would need to learn about. And it's showing me that not only do I have that confidence, not only can I develop that discipline, but that I can continue to do the things that I love and enjoy and build upon them. I have a path. I have a vision. I have a clear way of doing something. I know what it is I want to do. And eventually, it comes to the point where the thing that you were stressed out over, the thing that you were trying to deal with, this whole competition ideology becomes pointless. It's ridiculous. That's what I've come to realize. Being in competition with someone that is a total stranger to you, mainly, because we really don't know each other online. It's not a good idea. It's not a good idea to be in competition with a total stranger. Like, this is, again, a ballpark figure, but 2.5 million people who are total strangers to you, except for what you know online, unless you live with them or you know them personally or on an intimate basis, they're all strangers. They don't know you from Adam or Eve, and yet you're in competition with them. It doesn't make any sense. And the vast majority of the time, streamers are mainly not focused on being in competition with anyone. We're mainly focused on enjoying what we do, practicing and honing our crafts, and sharing that with our viewers. That's what I'm all about. I have a craft. I have a hobby, a thing that I want to enjoy, and I want to share that with people who enjoy that hobby, who enjoy that craft, who enjoy having a good time. That's what I'm about. And I want to find ways to improve upon that, and thus improving myself. That's your focus. You are not in a competitive market on Twitch, okay? You're really not. And the second that you're a part of that ideology, you've lost the plot entirely, and you're doomed pretty much either to failure or burnout. So please, come to accept that you are not in a competitive market on Twitch. That's not what this platform is about. It's not what any platform is about. Unless you're some kind of multimedia business that's a Fortune 500 company or something, and you have to pay billions in taxes and media and all that shit, and copyrights and what have you, you know, like a production studio or some shit, you're really not in competition with anybody. You're just one person, or maybe a small group of people, who just want to share something that you do with others. Accept that. So the next thing that you need to accept is that Twitch is not a gaming platform. Alright? There are some people who are like, it's been about video games, it's been always about video games, this, then, the other. It's not. It never was. The only reason why people think that is because that's all anybody ever looked for. That's all you ever looked for on Twitch. Alright? A little fact that you need to come to terms with here. Video games and gaming streams never have been, and probably never will be, the backbone to Twitch. That's not the draw. That is not the main target audience. There's nothing wrong with playing video games. Nothing wrong with streaming games. I do it all the time, okay? But what you have to realize, it's never been the backbone. Even before Twitch became Twitch, when it was Justin TV, it was never the backbone, the platform. You know what the backbone of the platform was? IRL streams. Yeah, those hot tub streams you don't like, those cooking streams you may have no interest in, all those streams where people are walking and enjoying themselves and having a good old time and just enjoying the sights, those streams have always been in play. They have always been the backbone to Twitch. They have always, always been the selling point. They've always been the target audience. They've always been it. Okay, the only reason why people have a hard time with that is because that's all you were looking for on Twitch. You were just looking for people who enjoy streaming the video games that you enjoy streaming, that you enjoy playing, sorry. And it's true that even I was like that. When I first heard about Twitch, I went on there and I was like, oh, there are people playing video games and stuff. And there were other platforms and stuff that, where they were doing things. There were people having conversations, there were people talking, there were just chatting streams, but I myself was focused on the video games. I've known since the jump that Twitch has never, ever been just about gaming. From the very instant that I decided to make an account, I knew it was never just about gaming. I knew that gaming was part of it, but it wasn't the whole thing. And when I was on here, and I've been on here for about almost 10 years come April, I've mainly just been watching gaming streams, but I also know that there's cooking streams, which I love those. I know that there are IRL streams. I love those. And yes, I do go to the occasional hot tub, and it's not always women. There are some dudes out there who have some really good hot tub streams. They're just chilling out and shit. And yeah, I do also watch gaming streams. I like a variety of things. Twitch and Justin TV had a variety of things. They've always had this variety. So the idea that Twitch is a gaming platform or that it should go back to just gaming, you're dreaming. It was never about gaming. Not for one second. The only reason why people think that, like I said before, is because that's all you were looking for. You were looking for video games. You were looking for streamers that play video games that you like to play. That's all you've been looking for. But now you've become aware that there is more to it. And you're thinking, well, this is the new meta shit. This is that new thing and we don't like it. Go back to what it was before. No. You have to accept that it's always been about variety. It has always been a streaming platform, not a gaming one. You're gonna have to accept that. It's a dead point. That's like saying like Google is just a search engine and nothing else. It's not YouTube, it's not Gmail, it's not Docs, it's not anything like that. It's not about storing your files on the drive and the cloud. It has no other features. It's just a search engine. And we all know that's horseshit too. The next thing that you have to realize, and this is important, people like women. Yeah. Okay, I know you're thinking of the hot tub streamers, and you're probably blaming the hot tub streamers for why your stuff's not popping off. I've seen that story so many times. I've heard that song and dance so many times. It gets old. Guys, and this is something that's always been proven, hot tub streamers are not stealing your viewers. That's dumb. And again, it goes into the competitive ideology. They're just not. The reason why your content's not popping off is because, wait for it, your content probably sucks. Okay? And you probably need to improve upon it. But then again, there's always going to be a niche market for that. When it comes to sexy things, when it comes to lewd things, when it comes to sexual stuff, that market exists. Okay? Sex sells. Alright? Just because there's a woman out there that knows this and uses those assets to her advantage, that's not her stealing your viewers. That's not her stealing anything from you. That's just her providing content the best way she knows how, and it works. She's just playing into a niche market. So, you're just gonna have to be aware of that. You need to find your niche. Find out what makes you tick. Find out what makes people come to your channel and be like, hey, because again, there's nearly 5 million people on this platform, maybe more. You're not in competition with them. Nobody's going to steal anything. Everybody is on this platform to do their own thing. They do not give a shit about what you're doing. They don't know you. Why should they care? Why should you care? You're all unknowns on this platform. You know, unless it's something that we share, and again, something that we know, unless we personally know this person on a very intimate basis, like your friends or anything like that, you're all strangers. You're being angry that a total stranger is doing something and is in their own niche market, and you somehow seem to think that that's stealing your clientele away from you? It makes no sense, man. That makes no fucking sense. No, nobody wants to hear that shit. It gets old. Another thing that we also need to know, that you guys need to just pay real close attention to, and this was actually debunked, all right? There is no preferential treatment to Twitch partners. Okay? The proof of that? Pokimane. Let me tell you something. When Amaranth got banned, there were people who were cheering that shit. They were happy that she got banned. They were like, finally, now we're getting rid of the hot tub streamers. They're cracking down the hot tub streamers. We can go back to gaming and get rid of this. Yeah. No. That's, you idiot. I just said. That thing does not happen. Okay? Seriously, it's always been here. I just said that. What you doing? Okay? The reason why Twitch bans streamers is on a per-case basis. It's got nothing to do with the fact that they are not partners or this, that, and the other. We all got rules to follow. Partners follow that rule. Affiliates follow that rule. Even those who are not partnered or affiliated have to follow that rule. There's terms of service here, code of conduct. And you have to behave within that code of conduct. You have to behave within the guidelines. It's what you signed up for when you made an account. Everyone has this. And they're figuring that because there's something that they don't like or something that's inappropriate from their perspective, that they should be kicked off. So when it finally happens, you're thinking, yeah, it's because she showed cleavage, it's because she got tits, it's because you got that. No. It's because the rules were violated in some way. It has nothing to do with their appearance. Even Twitch has mentioned this. Just because you find someone sexy or think that something is sexy does not mean that it's wrong and it's against the rules. Okay? That's... It's just no. Okay? It's not how it works. And you're going to have to come to terms with that, because here's Pookie Meme. She is not a hot tub streamer. She's always dressed appropriately. She's made sure that people don't look at her butt. She's made sure that people don't see her feet. She's always been very modest and conservative, and here she is. She got clipped. For 2 days. She got a 2-day ban. Why? Painfully, obviously, violating terms of service. How did she violate? DMCA. So the whole notion that Twitch partners receive preferential treatment over affiliates and just regulars, sorry, that just went out the window. Alright? There's a reason why it is on a per-case basis and not just straight across the board. I have a very strong feeling that if they hardlined the rules, that practically everybody would be just guilty of them and we'd all get banned. I mean, seriously, if we actually went uber modest here and just went the way that everybody thinks of having a hard line, no, we'd all be kicked off. I definitely know I'd be kicked off. My girlfriend would be kicked off, your friends of the friends, the partners, the affiliates, we'd just be gone. It's like, fuck. I know that to be the case. It'd be like, damn. Shit. And the final thing that we need to come to terms with when it comes to being on Twitch, we need to just accept this. Twitch is not a dumbass. Okay, it's a multi-million-dollar company. They've been at this for over 10 years. You honestly think that they're just going to find ways to take advantage of you and shit? That's not how that works. If there is a company that is legitimately taking advantage of something, and everybody sees it and everybody knows it, yeah, there's going to be hell about it, and it's going to draw the attention of the authorities and everyone else. That's a thing that does happen. They're going to be like, what's going on? That's going to draw attention. Twitch is doing things and building products and services and finding a way to improve the platform. It's because it needs to improve. It knows that the times are coming. Times are changing. People are changing. Everyone's speaking up saying, hey, you gotta change some shit. You need to do that. It is true. Twitch does need to do that. But they're not going to implement a feature that they know will not work and has no purpose. There are some features that they actually got rid of that clearly just don't work. There are some features that they're working on improving. That's what they're supposed to do. And a lot of people think, well, you didn't move fast enough, so you don't care, and this, that, and the other. No, that's not how that works. Okay? If Twitch did not care about its user base, if it didn't care about the users or the streamers or anyone like that, okay, they wouldn't change a damn thing. All the changes that we've seen from 2021, even 2020, we would not have seen those changes. If a company does not care about its viewers, we would not have the changes that we have. It would not be a thing. They wouldn't give a shit. They wouldn't change nothing. They wouldn't do nothing. But yet here they are doing stuff. It means that they do care. It means that they do understand that, hey, there's some things we need to work on, and we're working on it. It will not take a day to fix these problems. It will not take a couple of hours to fix these problems. You can think that, but it's really not. This is a big company. It's a big website. They have to do things carefully, and they got to make sure that everything works. Because if a company spends like a few hours to fix one problem, which is incredibly big, that problem is not really fixed. They just gave it to you because you demanded it. It could be buggy, and people could take advantage of it. Bad actors, specifically. It takes time to fix these things. It takes time to fix them altogether. It may not happen in a day, it may happen in a week, it may happen in even a month, maybe half a year, because they gotta make sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed before they give it to you. I'm of course talking about the hate mobs that were very prevalent last year. A lot of people were complaining, saying that Twitch doesn't care, that they weren't keeping you in the loop, they weren't doing this. If they didn't care, you wouldn't have seen these features at all. They wouldn't have existed. And they do care, because the features are here, and we're using them. And it really has destroyed things. It really has stopped these hate mobs from continuing to be hate mobs. It really has stopped it. That is a good thing. That's a great thing. So, the idea that Twitch does not give a shit about you, they do. But there are legal ramifications. There are things that they have to look into. There are things that they have to do responsibly and carefully to make sure that it doesn't really mean anything. That it doesn't really... It just works. Okay? Twitch does care. Just because they're not doing the things you're doing or the things you want to do fast enough, they are. Because, if they didn't care, you wouldn't have this stuff. It'd be the same old shit, same old problems, day in, day out. Nothing would have gotten fixed. But it did. And you're just going to have to come to terms with that. And the one final thing that you have to come to terms with, people who do not understand how something works are more than likely to pan it than they are to explain it or try to find a reason with it. Okay? I have spent my entire time understanding why Twitch does what it does. Alright? I would rather learn about why Twitch is the way it is, why the platform is the way it is, why these things are happening, than just saying, hey, you guys aren't moving fast enough. That means you don't care. That means that you guys are this. That means you guys are doing that. This site's becoming this. This site's becoming that. That site's here. This site's there. A lot of the shit that we're hearing is based on misinformation and a lack of understanding. The Twitch TOS can be vague in some parts, but like years ago, it was super vague. Now they've really cleaned up a lot of that stuff, but nobody's really willing to read it. Nobody's really willing to understand it or try to interpret it. Nobody wants to do that. And they'd rather just say, hey, this is bad because Jeffrey Bezos. It's easy to pan something, but it's also easy to understand how something works. And if you can take that energy to shit on something and make it sound like a terrible thing and make it look bad and just say, hey, this is terrible, I can tell you right now, it's also easy to push that shit aside, to look at something, to take the time to read, to comprehend it, and to understand it. It's very, very easy to do that. It's easy to hate, but it's also easy to love. It's easy to misunderstand something, and it's easy to understand something. It's easy to find out why something sucks. It's easy to find out why something doesn't suck. It's easy to understand and find reason. You just have to be willing to do that. And that concludes this lovely podcast of mine. I want to thank you very much for watching listening to it, because there's visuals if you're on the YouTube, and this is also going to be on Spotify. I want to thank you very much for giving me your ear and wish you all a happy new year. Yeah, I know it's the 10th, but you know what? I don't care. I don't give a shit. 10 days in, the year's still fresh. It's still got that new car smell, okay? So feel free to like, comment, and subscribe below. Don't be a dick. Just don't be a dick. Be nice. Take care. Be awesome, be safe, and be excellent to each other. Okay? Thank you. I was God of Knockers, and it was really nice talking to you. I like keeping it real. Laters!